Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Now, you regular listeners know we quite often discuss the topic of children and overweight. We've talked about the epidemic of type 2 diabetes showing up among children, a situation practically unheard of prior to just a few years ago. In the studio with me this morning is a gentleman who's put his efforts where our concerns are. Tim Fox is here from TV News Channel 9 to talk about the Nine Kids Challenge. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Tricia. How are you?
Fine. And now you're the director of new media and the coordinator for the program. You're tying the internet to it, too.
We're doing a lot of different projects at the station to the Nine Kids Challenge. It's a big, big station-wide commitment.
It's fabulous. Tell me how and why you got started with the program.
Well, basically, it comes down to this. Our general manager, Teresa Underwood, has two kids. They're teenagers. And one of them went through some medical rehab on a knee. And during that whole process, he lost some weight. And he was not a tremendously overweight kid. But just getting in the healthy lifestyle, it became a whole family thing for the family. And, you know, as she looked at the community, looked at the classmates of her two kids, and saw the issues that were coming up with weight gain, couch potatoes, kids that just aren't moving, kids that aren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. She just realized that there was more and more and more of a problem facing the community. And, you know, it became very personal for her. And so, over the last year or so, she put together a program and had several talks with Upstate Medical University about forming a partnership to fight overweight in kids. Mm-hmm. It's funny because people don't even know how to refer to it. Overweight in kids, or
obesity. We use all these terms.
I know, but childhood obesity sounds cruel in a way.
It does.
And so she saw that there were a lot of issues facing the community and that we had to do something. And she found a willing partner in Upstate.
And it has turned into quite the partnership. Now, if I remember correctly, you got started last summer with this.
We started at the end of the school year last year, right? Uh-huh. Right at the end of June. And we recruited 8 kids who were already involved in different programs at Upstate and University Hospital. And put them on a regimen of 3 workouts a week. It was a big commitment for a lot of families. We had trouble. We had hoped to get 9 kids, but it was a big commitment for a family over the summer to give up what amounts to 2 or 2.5 hours 3 times a week.
Right.
Two weeknights and once on Saturday.
Wow.
Saturday afternoon. And they went right to work in the gym at Training Champions Institute, which is out in East Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Brown is the trainer and movement specialist there. And basically started very simply because most of these kids were not athletes. Most of these kids really weren't athletically inclined at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just were kids who had a weight problem and had a desire to do something about it.
Well, and it has to be a family's desire, too. I don't think these kids just do this in isolation. They're the first ones to make the commitment. But speak to me how the families become involved.
Well, it was funny because getting started, we didn't see a lot of movement on the scale in the first few weeks. For the children.
Mm-hmm.
They really got into it. They were working very hard. From day one, these kids were really pushing hard in the gym. Joel started out with just some easy movement with some stretching to try to get them into shape where they could start to really work on some of the weight equipment there in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids bought into it right away, and we still weren't seeing a lot of movement on the scale.
Go ahead.
And from there, you know, we really started talking to the parents and saying this has to be an entire family project. I mean, kids, no matter how hard they work, if they go and, if they're going to McDonald's 4 or 5 times a week, if they're going to the buffet and lining up 3 or 4 times at a time, you know, at a visit, it's not going to work. No matter what they do, no matter how much they move, no matter how much they work out, unless the whole family buys into it and makes some real strategic changes in the way that they live their lifestyle, Nothing's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I almost have to think that I picture the kids going. It's the evening. They go and they work out. And then mom says, well, let's stop at McDonald's on the way home because I don't have time to cook.
And that really was exactly what was happening.
Well, and so there wouldn't be any progress. How old are these kids?
The kids range in age from about 9 to 11, 12, around in that age. We wanted to get, younger than that. We questioned how much the kids would be ready to make the psychological changes. Older than that became another issue. So we were really trying to get, right at the beginning of when this could make an impact.
Mm-hmm. And those are great ages for making a long-term, lifelong type of impact. And what kinds of results are you seeing? And not, I don't mean the scale. I mean, what other kinds of results are you seeing?
Well, I mean, the scale is pretty impressive because in 6 weeks from Labor Day, they lost 32.5 pounds as a group.
Wow.
16.5 inches around their chest, hips, and waist. Mm-hmm. By that point, after the whole summer of working out, it was time for a challenge. And we challenged the kids to lose 25 pounds as a group. And we gave them an incentive. We offered them a trip in a limousine bus to the Carrier Dome to watch an SU game. Dr. Daryl Gross was kind enough to provide tickets for the kids and their families to come up and to watch the Cincinnati game if they reached their goal. Well, they reached the goal and then some.
It sounds like they blew it out of the water.
And they did. And, it was really something for the kids to focus on and something for the parents to look at and say, well, I guess these people, meant what they said when they said that they were going to help our kids get healthy and start living healthy.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, these are boys and girls, right?
Yeah, boys and girls.
Okay. Yeah. And tell me what the reactions have been for them in school. Are they finding differences in perhaps how they approach the academic side or even the athletic side of their lives?
Even as frustrating as it got that the scale wasn't moving, by the middle of the summer, we were hearing back from the parents that this is just really changing everything for their kids. Self-esteem has gone through the roof.
Really?
Because that's one of the big issues with weight gain. Kids can be cruel.
Yes, they can.
Kids that are overweight are real targets, and especially if they are not very athletic, if they don't care much about getting out on the athletic field. The athletic hero is really big in our society, mm-hmm. and a lot of kids who have extra weight just don't fit that role at all.
And it becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
They're a little bit overweight, so they don't participate,
right.
So they end up being a little more overweight,
right.
And then they participate even less.
And the more they stay away from the athletics, the more clumsy they might get, the more awkward they might get, the mm-hmm. harder it is to fit in with other kids. But as soon as they started, they could set goals for themselves, they could see changes in their lifestyles, they could feel like they were really doing something, the self-esteem in these kids just skyrocketed. And
that's
we've got a wide range of kids. We've got, some bookworms and some couch potatoes, and, you don't want to use phrases like that, but basically these were kids that just were not athletically inclined at all. Now, one of them is on the swim team and the tennis team.
Oh, my gosh.
And is really starting to excel there. Another one of the kids, again, probably the least athletic of them all, just won an athletic award from his school district. The school district has a series of awards for kids this age where they honor academics, they honor involvement in the arts, they honor athletics. He was the only kid from his own school that was nominated in the athletic category and came away with the award. And,
isn't that great?
Just, he's just through the roof. And that was the case where the family said that the first family gathering over the summer, everybody, aunts and uncles, cousins, were all noticing a difference. The kid was looking him in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking taller. He was playing with the other kids more. It was just an amazing change.
Just hearing all that puts a smile on my face. It's just very exciting for them. Now, you've already been involved in the program for about 6 months. It continues?
It continues, indeed. And the kids' workouts are only one phase of the program. We've had promotional messages for the community talking about the issues. We've had weekly segments on our Bridge Street Morning Talk Show,
mm-hmm.
where we've introduced both workout segments, nutritional segments, and some of the psychological issues that kids deal with. We've had a big push on our website. Carrie Lazarus has hosted one half-hour update on the Nine Kids Challenge,
right.
And another one's coming up later this month.
Oh, good.
And our, nutrition has been, over the last 12 weeks, has been really one of the big keys. Getting the families on board, showing them how important nutritional aspects are and how important healthy lifestyles and healthy eating are, And, you know, one of our next big initiatives is to introduce a series of vignettes offering some ideas to the community on how to live healthier lifestyles and how to eat healthier.
Which is great, because then it's not just these children who are benefiting and their families, but it's the whole community.
And that's the idea, is to give people throughout the community an idea of how they can live healthier lifestyles, no matter what their age.
Well, what I hear from you is that this is a program that's focused on these children, but it's really a bigger picture of a program that's focused on everybody who needs to be much more aware of these kinds of things. So now you've done the 6 months with these children. You're getting ready to go into another, three months?
Another 12, right.
Okay. And what will change in the program over the next 12
weeks? What we're hoping to do is continue with the nutritional counseling for the kids, and through that, show the community how to live more healthy, and try to move these kids toward the point where they can integrate into other programs at the gym, not just these specialized Nine Kids Challenge workouts that we've had, but working out with athletes from all over, from high schools all over Onondaga County.
So they are no longer just a specialized group. They become a part of the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
Fabulous, fabulous. Can new kids join? Can they get involved?
Right now, we're following these kids through the course of their growth. We have a 2-year partnership with Upstate, and over the next year, we'll probably be looking for other kids. So if anybody's interested in getting involved, they can drop an email to me at timfox@clearchannel.com.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Okay. And what about folks that just have questions? Maybe they have questions about the nutrition aspects or the exercise aspects. Is there a way that they can get involved in all of this and ask their questions?
Well, I mentioned our website, 9wsyr.com. We've got a special Nine Kids Challenge page. And on that is a form that they can fill out called Ask Upstate. Mm-hmm. And the folks over at the Health Connections will provide answers to any questions that they have about health-related, weight-related issues.
That's fabulous. Well, you know what, Tim? What I hear is this huge commitment to the community on the part of Channel 9, on the part of University Hospital, and getting us all healthier. And I have to say, I'm just in the community like everybody else, and I really appreciate that.
Well, we're really proud to be out there. I think we're seeing more and more initiatives all over across the board, and we're proud to be, you know, at least on the front edge of that, and everybody's got to pay attention to it.
Absolutely they do. Well, Tim Fox from News Channel 9, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Tricia, thanks a lot.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now, but we'll be back shortly. This is University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.